The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Poe is back in action in Kung Fu Panda 4. Flash poll, what is the better made-up animated catchphrase? Is it skadoosh or is it ka-chow? It's a really tough choice, right? This video is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Merle to see how you can get 3 months free, and stay tuned after the video for more info. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle, here with my review of Kung Fu Panda 4, the fourth film in the Kung Fu Panda franchise. That's how numbers work. This entry is from director Mike Mitchell, who also brought us Sky High, Shrek Forever After, and The Lego Movie 2, among other films, as well as co-director Stephanie Moss Stein, who also worked as director on Netflix's She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Kung Fu Panda 4, of course, stars Jack Black's lovable Po, who's now established as the Dragon Warrior, which means it's time to find a successor.
I don't want to seem ungrateful, but I don't know anything about passing on wisdom or inspiring hope. All I know are two things. Kicking butt and taking names.
But his search proves difficult as a new villain emerges, the Chameleon, a shape-shifting wannabe warrior who needs Po's staff of wisdom to steal powers from some of his greatest enemies. With the Furious Five away on a mission to help the studio cut its animation budget for a fourth movie, Po is helped on his quest by Zhen, voiced by Awkwafina, a crafty fox who can help Po find the Chameleon and help defeat the rising threat. And so we embark on the classic odd couple road trip movie, complete with hijinks and, of course, that old animated stand by the fart joke. A few of the voice cast returns, including Dustin Hoffman in a glorified cameo as the eternally frustrated Master Shifu, James Hong as Po's adopted goose father, Mr. Ping, Ian McShane as movie one antagonist, Tai Lung, and Bryan Cranston giving maximum effort, as always, as Lee Shan, Po's biological panda dad. We also have newcomers aside from Awkwafina, including Ki-Hee Kwan, who's now in everything, as the leader of a group of thieves, and Viola Davis, hopefully getting a nice payday, as the voice of the Chameleon. This is the first Kung Fu Panda movie in 8 years. In between, there have been several animated series, including Netflix's The Dragon Knight, which also starred Jack Black as Po, so you can't really say that his adventures have stopped between movies. But it's not really clear why the decision was made to bring Po back to screens now, aside from the obvious answer, which is, of course, money. If the series was really interested in ending things here, then I think the story of Po trying to find the next Dragon Warrior as he ascends to the next level of leadership and guidance could have had some narrative weight, but I don't really sense any sort of urgency to end the series, either on the big or the small screen. And really, the search for the next Dragon Warrior isn't that important in the grand scheme of things. Nor is this a get everybody back together finale movie. As I mentioned, The Furious Five is completely absent, and it's not a reunion of the villains either. We have Ian McShane returning. You see the villains from the other movies, but you don't hear them, so you're not bringing back that voice cast either. And when you look back on this franchise, each one of the films felt like a step on Po's journey. This one feels like a Q1 2024 marketing strategy that you can announce on an earnings call, which of course it is, and honestly, most movies are, at least big movies like this, but the best ones transcend that and feel like something more. It doesn't help that the screenplay is really nothing special, and you can't blame that on creative turnover, since franchise writers Jonathan Abel and Glenn Berger return as screenwriters for this movie. A lot of the jokes feel like placeholders, like they said, oh, you know what, we'll come up with something better later on, but then they never did, and so that was just the final version that was recorded. And then you have the fallback for a lot of animated films, which is when all else fails, just have everybody fight for a few minutes while you throw in some other cute animals that you can throw into the trailer to get people to go, aww.
Violence makes our tummies tingle.
If Kung Fu Panda is a bit of a disappointment, you can't really blame the cast. Jack Black will always give everything his full energy. I'm not really sure he's capable of doing anything less than that.
Skadoosh! Skadoosh! Skadoosh!
And Awkwafina is fine as his new sidekick, Jen. She has a distinct voice, so it's easy to see why she was cast. But it's really nothing new if you've heard any of her previous voice work in projects like Storks, The Angry Birds Movie 2, Tuca and Birdie, Animals, The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, The SpongeBob Movie Sponge on the Run, Diabolical, Raya and the Last Dragon, The Simpsons, The Bad Guys, The Little Mermaid, or Migration. I think it's sort of fitting that Awkwafina was a guest star on The Simpsons, because casting her as part of the voice cast of an animated movie feels like that episode of The Simpsons where they introduce Poochie and the executive says, hey, come up with a name for this character, something like Poochie, but better. And then he leaves the room and everyone goes,
so Poochie okay with everybody?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, it's good.
I feel like that happens now in every casting session for an animated film. The executive says, let's cast somebody like, you know, Awkwafina. Leaves the room and everyone just goes, Awkwafina? Yeah, all right. I'm also happy to report that for her part, Viola Davis proves that multi-talented, EGOT-winning acting powerhouses deserve to get paid to read lines in front of a microphone too, because she brings what I like to call reputation energy or presence to the role of Chameleon, but really not much else, because there's not really that much else there for her, except for, honestly, a nice payday. There's nothing wrong with that, really. For parents, the success or failure of Kung Fu Panda 4 will likely hinge on one question and one question only, and that is, will it entertain my child for 90 minutes and keep them still and quiet? And I think the answer is probably yeah. It's a perfectly passable, action-packed diversion for kids. Quite honestly, there are way worse animated movies for kids out there, and it's a nice-looking movie. But for anybody older than that who maybe grew up with these movies and perhaps expected the franchise to grow with them in the way that the Toy Story movies did, you're not going to get that. If anything, these things are going backward. I've never exactly been in the key demographic for any of the Kung Fu Panda films, but I thought that there's a lot more meaning and a lot more character in the first three movies than I find here. And so we have what we often see as the evolution of an animated film series. Something starts off with a lot of heart, and then fast forward 10 or 15 years, and you get the third or fourth or fifth sequel that has that same core, but doesn't really have the same magic. So on my overall rating scale, I'm giving Kung Fu Panda 4, and it's fine. Like I said, there are worse options and worse things that have come out for kids, and I think that they'll enjoy it. But otherwise, there's not much there. So those are my thoughts on Kung Fu Panda 4. What do you think? It looks like it's setting up to race Dune Part 2 at the box office this weekend. Let me know down in the comments below. And before we go, I'm going to thank the sponsor for this video, ExpressVPN. This video is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You put in passwords or codes to unlock your phone and your email or social media every single day. But what if you just stood in the middle of a crowded room and shouted all that info out for everybody to hear, and also told them every website you were visiting too? That's what it could be like if you're connecting to the internet without ExpressVPN. If you connect to Wi-Fi in public at a coffee shop, airport, or hotel, you open yourself up to someone hacking that network and accessing your data. And even when you're at home, your service provider can track your info and sell that to companies who can then use that data to target you. With ExpressVPN, your data is in a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, and it works on your phone, laptop, tablet, even router, however you like to stay connected. Whenever I'm traveling, even if I'm on a network that's shared by hundreds of strangers, I never worry about having someone steal my information, because ExpressVPN has me covered. If I've got a device turned on, you can guarantee that ExpressVPN is active and protecting me no matter where I am. And it's so easy to use. Literally one button lets me know that everything is safe. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Merle. That's ExpressVPN.com/Merle. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Merle. Thanks to ExpressVPN for sponsoring this video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here for more movie news, reviews, streaming charts, and more. And don't forget, early on Monday morning, I will have my recap of the Academy Awards, which are happening on Sunday night. Thanks for spending part of your day here with me. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.